Kumusta mga katagalong? It's me again, si Ian along. So maraming salamat po for watching ito na, for listening to my podcast time and again. So thank you very much for tagging along with me while I'm driving on the road. And this is the uniqueness of this podcast, that I'm usually doing this podcast while on the road. Well, man, maybe some podcasters are doing this and have it recorded because they have this, even vloggers do it, pero video naman sa kanila. So this is not unique itself, but this is its feature, di ba? At ang sapatos yan eh. Sasabihin, ang sapatos, meron silang mga basic features, di ba? And may unique feature nga yan, pero hindi unique kasi there's nothing new under the sun, di ba? Kasi ayan na, wag nyo kong umpisahan, wag nyo kong pandalan ng mga philosophical jargon. A retired HR practitioner once called me Pilosopong Tasyo because of his logical fallacies that he is translating into debate. Diba? He's translating it into the debate, and I'm not in the mood to have a debate with him. Yan yung ano, kasi that's the problem with some people na pag nakita nila, they have this image na palaaway ako. Diyan ako papasok na sometimes you have to defend yourself. Lagi natin naririnig, we choose our battles wisely. Lagi natin naririnig, we have to choose our battles wisely. Tama yun. And we need to be, we need not to defend ourselves to a certain degree. Tama yun. To a certain degree. There are moments na kailangan natin ipagtanggol ang sarili natin. Kasi by not defending ourselves, lalo na ha, kapag meron ka ng partner sa buhay. Pag may partner ka sa buhay, you have no choice but also defend yourself, because by defending yourself, you also defend your relationships that you value. Lalo na kung lumalabas, ikaw ang provider sa family mo. Alam nyo, sa mga people nowadays, they are using the modern day card as to say who is the provider, who is not. Regardless of gender, if you notice, wala akong gender na binabanggit. Regardless of gender, if you happen to be the provider, the voice of reason, the voice of leadership, and the influential, meron talaga yan eh. Kahit sa ayaw mo man sa hindi, meron yan. Meron yan sa family na hindi mo maiwasan. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, you need to defend yourself. Kung mag-isa ka lang sa buhay, fine. Mag-isa ka sa buhay, ikaw lang doon sa bahay mo. So, most likely, there are times na, sige, bayaan mo sila. Diba? Basta hindi nasasagi yung ano, hindi nasasagi yung territory. Ito pa nga, kahit mag-isa ka sa bahay, property mo, for example, hinaharangan nila. Yung front mo, driveway mo, for example, sa mga ano, driveway mo, may pumarada, nakaharang sila. So, huwag mo nang i-defend ang sarili mo. The reason why people are saying this is because they feel, people who are saying this to you, feel na they have bigger problems, or may kaibigan sila whom they feel have bigger problems than you are. So this is a form of pride. Kayabangan ito. Na pati sa struggle, masochist lang, people are so mentioning, even to the point that they will mention who have bigger problems. Gagamitin nila yung problema ng ibang tao just for you to shut up. Which, by the way, is normal. Not everyone will believe it. Not everyone will defend you. not everyone will defend you. And this is the reason why you need to defend yourself. Sana all. Ganyan na. Wala kang different angle na may papakita na parang nanonood ka ng isang movie na isang palabas na makikita nila ang backstory mo. Yung angulo na gusto mong makita nila na kaya ka naging ganito. Wala kang ganon. And granted na may ganon kang pagkakataon, people, you cannot please everybody. But at the same time, you're not defending yourself to please everybody. You're defending yourself because something needs to be said. There are instances like fake information. Bawa ang trabaho mo, ang trabaho mo sa factory. Tapos nagsasabi sila, ay, di ba dumating sa point na ang siopaw daw ang karne ay, galing sa pusa. Ang karne daw ng pusa. It came to a point that this siopaw, di ba, siopaw, for the benefit of other guys, siopaw, it's a type of rice bread, di ba, rice bread na mayroon mga stuff, na meat on it, di ba, and the meat part, they say, is came out from cats. Meron pa yung Chinese food syndrome, di ba, na kapag ikaw ay may umami seasoning, nahihilo ka, di ba. But studies have shown that it is not true. And by the way, products need to be defended. Products need to be defended. Oh, sasabihin mo, wag na lang silang papatunan. Ano yun? Sasabihin mo, you do not need to defend yourself. You do not need to explain yourself. At bakit yung produkto? Jobs are at stake. So you need to defend your products. Bakit talaga naman wala naman talagang ganoon sa produkto mo, wala naman talagang ganung mga pangyayari or bagay in your products and services, you need to defend yourself from fake information. Yung mga nagsasabi sa iyo, I think you do not need, makes you think, makes us think that you do not only need to choose your battles wisely, but you also need to select the people whom you are sharing your personal battles with. Hindi lahat makakaunawa ng battles mo. And this is the reason why hindi nyo masisisi, hindi to sa pagiging matapobre, kasi dyan, may mga yung mga self-pity issue, may mga self-pity tayo sa ganyan, yung iba sa atin, hindi sa pagiging matapobre, but this is the reason why business people only share matters with fellow business people. Sometimes hindi na nga kapwa business people sometimes mga ibang tao na kausap nila. Why? Because people often judges business people, especially second generation business people, yung mga anak ng may-ari ng kumpanya, maliit man to, malaki. They would always come from a mindset of the privilege that other people have privileges. So wala silang karapatan na i-depend ang sarili nila kasi may pera sila. Ganun yun. It may not be transcribed literally, pero may body language na natama. Dahil sa blessing mo, wala kang karapatang i-depend ang sarili mo. Kasi maliit na bagay lang yan. Ganun yun. That's that message you are trying to convey. That's the message you are conveying to others. That's the message you are trying to convey sa ibang tao. Every time makakatagalong na you are expressing yourself, expressing your frustration, being a second generation business person. Kasi sa mga founders, malawak pa pangunawa natin. Kasi sila yung nag-umpisa, for rags to riches, sila nag-umpisa, kaya unawain natin sila. Pero hindi nila mabigay yung same understanding every time second generation people defend their own selves. Katunayan nga, dinidismiss pa sila. Sasabihin na, mayaman ka naman eh. Hindi mo na kailangan yan eh. Kaya mo na, buti ka pa nga, may blessing ka eh. Buti ka pa nga, may blessing ka eh. Okay, ngayon, may iba, ano ba naman tono to? Ang aga-aga? Ang aga-aga? Yan pa. You see, this is the reason why you need to defend yourself. Kasi, nami-misinterpret ka na nga. Kasi minsan, darating ang point, you need to defend yourself talaga, katulad nga yan sa products. Ito pa, sa business, sa mga business people. People who are not inside the business, kahit empleyado sila na isang business, kahit empleyado, kahit ka-close nila yung may-ari ng kumpanya or used to be close to other families, they will still not have the slightest idea of how businesses work. They may empathize, in a way, yes, pero kahit close nila sa founder, pero may mga hardships sila na hindi nila maintindihan, especially sa mga second generation people. And this is the reason why, I cannot blame them personally for defending themselves. Kasi, hindi, wala kayo. For those people who know these people, and yet you never defended them, kaya pala, kailangan nyo magtagos sa sarili, kasi hindi nyo dinalukan. Kasi you feel that you have bigger problems. Point taken, you have bigger problems, or your friends have bigger problems. Pero isn't it a form of pride? I mean, hindi naman kayo ini-involve eh, sa problema nila eh. Sometimes, kailangan lang nila na makikinig sa kanila sa side ng story nila. And that's good enough. Tapos, hindi mo bibigyan ng time kasi feeling mo mas mahirap ang pinagdadaanan mo. And granting na mahirap ang pinagdadaanan mo, and yet you survive, anong tawag? Ang yabang mo naman. Yabang mo naman kapag gano'n. Sasabihin, may retired practitioner na sabi sa akin na parang ako nangangaral pa yung nagsasalita. Then so be it. Pero at least, hindi naman ako nang mabother ng private messages. On a personal note. No? Same thing as that. Inabala ka ba sa private messages? It's not the social media problem's fault. Why is this thing happening? Sino bang gumagamit ng social media? People. So do not blame social media for such toxicity. Sometimes magagaling pa sa mga akala mo, maunawaan pa. Diba? Yung people who are trying to, people. And this is the reason why papalik tayo sa punto ko. We need to defend ourselves. Because nobody will. There are times na kailangan mo i-defend ang sarili mo. Because nobody will. Meron ka bang camera? Sa case ba? Hindi naman awkward naman, no? Sometimes you don't defend yourself simply because you're giving the benefit of the doubt. Tanungin ko kayo, 10 taong hindi nagsasalita, then suddenly he defended himself. Why are you faulting that kind of person? Ima ko sinabi sa inyo, ngayon lang ako nagsalita after so many years. Tapos ganun pa sasabihin ninyo? Klaseng butak yan. Iba pa sa inyo, sometimes you're working in an air-conditioned environment, pero ganyan, ano? Pero you're working on air-conditioned environment with jargons and analysis, tapos ganyan kayo mag-deal sa tao. Mas maganda pa sa mas maganda pa sa rural areas eh. Yung iba ayaw sa rural areas kasi daw may mga travel daw, mga marites, mga ganyan, diba? Pero hindi naman lahat sa lahat pagkakataon. Well, you need to, ano eh, you need to defend yourself. Even Christians nowadays do not want fellow Christians defending them or their own selves. Sadly, ang pinagtatanggol lang nila yung mga leaders pagdating sa ganyan. Pero kapag it's not about the leaders, hindi nyo yung pagtatanggol. Huwag na lang patulad. Lalo kapag may blessing ka, sasabihin, may blessing ka naman eh. Ano connection nun? Connection mo. Nagbanggit sa'yo na yung story. O, diba? Kaya, don't fault people for defending themselves. Hindi mali gawin yun. Lalo na pag fake news. Lalo na, if that fake information is being used to create policies. Diba yung katulad ng Chinese food syndrome? Kaya may mga iba ingat sa ano sa umami seasoning. O yung tinatawag na brand na Ajinomoto, yung Vetsin, yung mga ganon. Eh, by the way, Vetsin is a brand, ha? Is a brand name, ha? Is a name. Ang talaga na yung umami seasoning. Ha? So, yung umami seasoning na yan. Oh, it was faulted. Na nahihilo daw, ganyan. Pero may mga study na nagpakita. May study na nagpakita na hindi totoo yun. Fake news yun. Mga katag-along, di ba? So, anong gagawin nyo doon? Sasabihin, ah, di, dapat hindi defend yung sarili nila. Nakakatawa, no? Betchin, pinagtanggol ninyo na. Ito, no? Think about it. Pinagtatanggol ninyo ang Betsin by still supporting it, pero yung mga kataong nagsishare sa inyo sasabihin ay you don't need to defend yourself, pero Betsin pinagtanggol ninyo. Parang layo ata sa putukan iyan. Think about this, no? Sino sa inyo kumakain ng with umami season? Guilt kasama na ako doon. Di ba may mga nagsasabi na nahihilo iba pag kumain with umami seasoning by still taking that product? It shows na you're still supporting the product. It's a form of defense. Pagdating sa products and services, yun ang way of the best defense. The best defense is still buying the products. Halimbawa, maraming criticism sa product, hindi lang words ang proof ng defense. Isa sa way that you're defending them is you're still buying their products. Oh. You see, that's action. Action speaks louder than words. Action ang ginawa dun. Pero, eto na nga, mas pinagtatanggol pa natin ng Betsin, mas pinagtatanggol pa natin ng umami seasoning, mga ganyan, kaysa sa mga taong kausap natin, who mentions their side of the story, and then you say, no need to defend yourselves. May mga, ano, sorry ako, mali ang ano ko ha, pero somehow ganito yung prinsipyo dyan. Ano yan? No need to defend yourself. People who, hindi mo kaya daw kailangan ipagtanggol sa sarili mo, kasi, or hindi mo kailangan ipaliwanag sa sarili mo, kasi ginagamit yung term is explain eh. Explanation is a form of defense, you know? Hindi mo kailan daw kailangan ipaliwanag ang sarili mo. Yung mga taong nagke-care sa'yo ay hindi nila kailangan yan. Yung mga taong hindi daw nagmamalasakit sa'yo, people who do not care for you will not listen to you. And people who care for you will not need it. Yung mga ganun eh. I know you have better forms kasi makakabasa kayo, so you have all the time to correct this. Diba? But that's the, at least nandun yung main principle. Anyway, sa ganong statement, may mali doon. Kasi people who care will listen. will believe in you. People who will care, sasabihin nila, people who will care, who care for you, will ask for your side of the story. But again, not everyone care, so you have to take care of yourself. Defending yourself is a form of self-care. Defending yourself is a form of self-care, mga katagalong. Siyempre, parang medyo ganito tono ko, parang pag ganito. Why dispassionate when it comes to these things? Kasi, if you are coming from somebody who experienced helplessness, defenselessness, and being blamed out for the remotest things that you have done, even if during those times you are being abused and being faulted at, buti nga hindi ka nangangawa. You only defend yourself, and that's just okay. People should respect, people should understand people for defending their own selves. It's the every right, it's a person's right to do so. Kahit nga sana, you have the right to remain silent. Diba? Oh, you have the right to remain silent. Why? Because everything that you said will be used against you in the court of law. Oh. Ngayon, pero hindi hanggang dun lang yun. So, you have a right for a lawyer. Oh. Yung Miranda Doctrine, ha? Yung Miranda Doctrine, please. Pakinggan nyo maigi yung mga ganun, no? So, not because you have the right to remain silent, you do not have any right for an attorney. In fact, part of the Miranda Doctrine, or Miranda Rights, is you have the right for a lawyer. To the point na you will be provided with one, kahit ano. So, you see, kahit sa court, kahit sa law, laws of the state, you have the right to defend yourself. Tapos may mga lilitaw na sasabihin, you don't need to defend yourself. Nangyayari lang yung you don't need to defend yourself when you have mentioned your point already. When wala ka na magagawa sa kakitira ng utak nila. Hindi naman din yung disturb yung space mo. Ngayon, pagka ginugulong space mo, you have the right to defend yourself. Paano yung mga pagsampal sa ano? Yung sinasampal ka. Diba sabi ni Jesus, sinampal ka, ibigay mo yung kapila. Alam niyo ba na may context yan? May context yan yung sinampal ka sa kanon. Kasi Roman soldiers are very insulting when they slap you on the face. They're using the back of their hand. Back of the palm. No? Yung likod ng palad. Hindi siya nananampal touching the palm. They slap you on the face using the back of their hands. Or the back of the palm of their hand. Na-imagine yun? Ngayon, yung pag sinampal ka ng ganun, sabi, turn on the other cheek, ibig sabihin, hindi ka naman pwedeng sampalin ng, turn on the other cheek. So, ibig sabihin, masasampal ka nila using their palm. Anong ibig sabihin daw nun? So, ibig sabihin, kapag sinampal ka sa kanya, diba, hindi ka nag-retaliate. Pero, pag sinampal ka, hindi ka nag-retaliate. Pero, pag sinampal ka, pabalik using the palm of the hands, o yung palad mismo, It shows dignity. May dignity. Ibig sabihin, you fought your dignity without fighting for it. Hindi yun issue ng hindi pagpatol. Yun ang issue na being forgiving at the same time maintaining the dignity. Ang problema sa mga religious people ngayon, they're using the Christian narrative para hindi mo i-defend ang sarili mo. Kasi nahihihirapan sila. Recently, nung during the election period, mga katagal naman, share ko lang, during election period, I have defended a particular presidential ball. Alam niyo naman, I have to, tapos I got bashed for it by a pastor. A pastor had bashed me. Tapos, a former teacher, is also a pastor, started to defend me. Kasi walang masama sa sinasabi ko. But you know what? Alam niyo ang ginawa nila? Alam niyo kung ano ginawa ng iba? People had told that pastor to stay away from me. Na bakit ko pa, bakit pa ako pinagtanggol? While I'm defending myself, there are forces, Christian, so-called Christian forces, telling a fellow pastor not to defend me. Then ladies and gentlemen, mga katagalong, pinapakita ko lang, if that is the case, then I have no choice but to defend myself. Kasi there are forces telling other people not to defend me. So, without the shadow of self-pity, it is but practical but to defend myself. And that is also what I'm trying to say to you, to the audience. That defending yourself is not wrong because some people will even tell other people not to defend you. So, sinong magde-defend sa'yo? Ay, hindi, bahala na si Lord. Totoo, bahala na si Lord. Pero at the same time, please, you trust your God. Trust God, but tie your camel. Sabi nga ng isang Afghan, ano? Sabi nga ng isang Middle Eastern proverb. Trust God, but tie your camel. Oh, because that's being responsible. Defending yourself is also being responsible of your own self. Defending yourself is a form of self-care. You are taking care of yourself. By not defending yourself, papabayaan mo. Lalo na kung may asawa ka, may partner ka, pinabayaan mo sila. Sasabihin, no need to defend yourself. Pero pagka binubuli na kayo sa neighbor. Imagine mo, pag may anak ka, binubuli ka. Huwag na natin patulad. Eh, pag dumating sa asawa mo, binabastos na. Huwag na natin patulad. No need to defend yourself. Yung mga, kaya kayo, kapag nagsalita kayo ng ganyan, sasabihin, si Ian, negative na naman. Well, negative na naman. Pero, being told not to be defended is a negative behavior. It's a negative practice. Being bullied, bullying is negative. Fake information, false information, spreading false information is a negative behavior. It's a negative activity. Thus, you need to defend yourself. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I know this is quite intense and people are looking for positive podcasts nowadays. But peace and positivity is not possible without somehow defending yourself. Kasi safe spaces need to be protected, mga katagalo. Hindi ibibigay ng ibang tao ang safe space sa'yo. You need to defend it. You need to defend your safe spaces. Kahit pumunta ka sa pagkalayo-layong lugar, tapos magtayo ka ng isang lugar, tapos tatayuan mo yun ng establishment para ikaw lang, kahit mag off the grid ka, you cannot run away from bullies. There will always be bullies, there will always be them. You cannot run away with them and we cannot blend with them forever. There will come a point that you need to defend yourself. And I hope and I pray that this reminder and message and episode, even if the tone is very passionate to the form of being preachy, I hope that this made sense to all of you. Thank you very much for tagging along with me.